I was thinking about him while I got changed today after graduation, and as usual, I got wet. The first time I felt this now familiar heat between my legs, I was 16 years old. That was 3 years ago when I was in 10th grade and on the varsity basketball cheer squad. That was the day I fell for Mr. Cotton. It was a totally weird situation that could never happen again. He was a brand new teacher in our small school. Oh, and the latest flu epidemic had half the coaching staff home in bed. He had been tapped to chaperone the squad to an away game. I was in his history class, and he'd gotten the call. And I could tell this amused him, but he did a good job of getting things together and keeping us on track. Mr. Cotton had started teaching when he was in his 30s. It wasn't like he was the cutest teacher. He was a bit stocky and average height, but he carried himself like a former athlete who took care of himself, you know? More important to me, he had a really nice smile and sexy green eyes, thick brown hair that was showing a few strands of gray. And he was always ready to laugh at how funny life was. He knew how to react in a crisis, which he demonstrated when I had one. My left leg wasn't feeling too good during our routines, but after the half, it became a terrible cramp in my calf. It was so bad, I full on collapsed in the middle of a turn. The girls helped me to the hall outside the gym. He brought the big gear bag, rummaged in it, and found what he wanted. He gave me two aspirins and a bottle of water as the rest of the squad ran back into the gym. "Drink until you have to pee," he told me. Then he asked me which leg it was and told me to take that shoe off and then my sock. I drank water, kind of lost in the pain. He took my lower leg in both hands and began probing for the knot. Then he started feeling my foot. Okay, I thought, what's this guy up to? So I looked into his eyes. And that was it. Our eyes met, and suddenly his touch was the only thing I could feel. I felt my body begin to get really warm, and suddenly he was more than handsome. And he really seemed to know what he was doing, too. He found what he was looking for and began massaging around it. One hand on my calf and the other doing something helpful with my foot. I felt the warm glow that seemed to grow and focus on my pussy, and I got so crazy horny. And the pain was almost suddenly gone, or maybe it was still there, but I was just feeling so good. My hips started to move as his fingers stroked and pulled at my muscles. It took me a long time to realize that he just asked me a question. "Melissa, does it still hurt?" he said again. "I think between the water, the aspirin, and this, we probably got it." I managed to shake my head. He put both hands on my calf and began to knead less delicately. I got so much hotter. I held in a serious moan. I was so wet, I was nearly sure he could smell it. I felt way better, beyond better, but I didn't say anything. I didn't want him to stop. He must have thought I was wincing because I was still in pain, but actually it was because I was so close to coming. Suddenly it was too much. "I have to pee," I said. "All that water, you know?" I kept talking as I tried to get up. I leaned on him as I stood and I smelled his cologne. I didn't recognize it, but I knew I'd remember it forever. I tested my leg, putting weight on it gradually, and it was fine. Not that it mattered. I would have crawled to the bathroom if I had to. I ran into the stall and leaned against the wall. I hiked up my short white skirt, plunged my hand into my panties, and felt my pussy. I was sopping wet, and my hand began to rub my clit almost on its own. My other hand pushed up underneath my shell and sports bra and touched a nipple. I began to alternate pinching a nipple with kneading my titties. I closed my eyes and replayed the memory of him kneeling on the floor, him touching me. I imagined that it was his touch, his hands inside my clothes, pinching, rolling my nipples, rubbing my pussy, teasing my clit. Ugh. It was the first time I'd ever played with myself in a public bathroom, and it was a mind-blowing orgasm. Still tingling, I combed my hair and straightened my outfit out, wondering what he thought of me, if he was into cheerleaders. Thinking about what it would be like to have him touch my entire body. Wondering if I had hit my head when I fell. He was there, waiting for me when I came back out. And my heart jumped. "You all better, Melissa?" he asked. I nodded, blushing, kicking myself inside for not being able to speak. You were really good with that massage stuff. Where did you learn that?" I did manage to ask him as we returned to the game. He smiled a secret smile, and I imagined him thinking about some old girlfriend. I felt myself about to sigh and caught it. I had a sister who played soccer," he finally said. "She got cramped up all the time." He was a miracle worker, all right. I cheered the rest of the game, wondering if he was watching me, believing he was, and hoping it was because he had sensed the same connection I had, rather than because he thought I might fall down again, and wishing I was his sister. On the bus ride home, I sat on the back, pretending to be asleep, and peeking at him, wondering if he thought I was hot. I knew I was pretty, and considered cute, but not gorgeous. People told me I looked a lot like Michelle Trachtenberg. I had similar reddish straight hair, and upturned eyes and wide smile, sensuous lips and a trim, curvy shape. My breasts weren't big, only an A cup, but I had such a tiny waist that they looked bigger. My mom was a B cup, so I figured I'd get at least that big. On my small frame, B's would look fine if I didn't pork out. Time passed, and I didn't pork out. I just got a little taller, a bit hippier, and I never got over Mr. Cotton. I had boyfriends all through school, and sure, I had plenty of sex, but I never got as excited with any of my boyfriends as I got just thinking about him putting his hands on me. I made excuses to see Mr. Cotton. I took every class with him that I could and made sure that I could brush up against him or touch his hand when he returned papers. Every time, even the slightest contact would send me into orbit. I blew my mom's mind by suddenly acing every history class, and I became one of Mr. C's favorite students. In school, I got as close and as comfortable with him as any high school student can get with a teacher. Outside of school, I made him the focus of my fantasy life. Not fairy tale romantic stuff, usually, but the wilder and dirtier sexy stuff. I've always been a writer. All of a sudden, I was a pornographer. I wondered sometimes if something was wrong with me. I wasn't a bad girl, I mean, I was perfectly normal and average in every way, except if he ever asked, I would cheerfully drop everything and become his personal slut. I kept this software diary thing, separate from my real diary. That was where I put all these dirty Melissa the Mega Slut fucks Mr. Cotton stories. Sometimes I felt like I was living two lives. I longed to do more, but I kept talking myself out of it. I was pretty sure that I could seduce him if I tried, but that would likely get us both into a lot of trouble and maybe cost him his job. I knew he loved teaching, and he was one of the few teachers who made it fun without making it dumb. And I wasn't the only one who thought so. He'd been a good friend to me over the years, from helping me find a college and working on my writing to sometimes just listening. Besides my secret lust, I truly liked him. I was not going to ruin his life. Luckily, I turned 18 halfway through the last quarter of my senior year, and that was when I decided. I was an adult, and by May I wouldn't even be in high school anymore, so there would be no problem. We would just be two people. I was a woman now, and I didn't want to go off to college without finding out what it would be like to be with this man. He was at graduation, of course. And while they were all milling about in the parking lot, I heard him tell one of the other teenagers that his ex and her boyfriend had taken his daughter down to Florida for 2 months and that he was just getting used to how quiet the house was. I knew where he lived, outside of town in a small red house, set back from the road so you could hardly see it. I'd driven it by a lot in the past few years. Well, the house wouldn't be so quiet tonight, I thought to myself as I accepted his congratulatory hug. His arms around me were strong, and the hug was just so brief. I smelled his cologne again and nearly swooned. I made a token appearance at a graduation party that night and then headed out, stopping once to change. Which brings us here. Me standing outside his door wearing only my old cheerleader outfit, waiting for him to appear after my knock. The uniform is tight on me now, but tight in a good way for my purposes. The skirt rides higher, and without the bra, my nipples show through the tight nylon of the shell. I heard music inside, but I can't see anything in the kitchen until the door opens, and there he is. He answered the door wearing a pair of shorts and a black t-shirt. He saw me, and I could see him making the shift from human male reacting to a lewd cheerleader at the door to teacher being cautious. Melissa, he said, holy deja vu. Hi, I said, can I come in? Sure, he said, opening the door wide. I walk into the cool of the kitchen, and he turns to shut the door. Is something wrong? Is your car breakdown or cramp? He smiled. When he turned around, I was standing right behind him. No, I say, and I kiss him. He doesn't respond, though I can tell he wants to. I'm lost in his scent as I kiss his neck, my hands on his chest. Melissa, he said into my ear, his voice aiming for stern and coming out a little shaky. It's okay. I'm old enough now, I said. I knew I was turning him on. I could feel his erection poking me. I know you're 18. I gave you a birthday card, he said, as if hypnotized. I continued to kiss his neck and nibble on his ears and murmur, I'm not in school. That's right. You graduated, he said. And I feel his arms go around me. I have him. Are you drunk? He asks as he places a soft, lingering kiss on my forehead. Not at all, I breathe. He pulls away and looks into my eyes. Human to human, and it was the sexiest look ever. Is this really what you want? He asks me. This is what I need, I reply, meeting his gaze lovingly. I tell him the whole story of how we, as we fall onto his couch and make out, but after a while neither of us are doing much talking. He runs his hands over my body, and I can tell that he appreciates the skirt and nylon shell. I was living out my fantasy, and I'm on a wide and high loop of horniness. His hands ignite a fiery patch wherever they roam. This is what I was wearing the first time he touched me. I breathed into his ear. He murmured acknowledgement as he finds the zipper and opens it on the back of the shell. He pulls it off my arms as I straddle him and begin kissing him, and he kneads my titties and sending electricity bouncing around inside me. He pulls at his shirt and sits up so he can pull it off. And I press myself against him, drinking in the feel of him, the scent of him. His hands are in my panties now, doing wonders. I kiss him full on the mouth, and he responds passionately. It seems like he wants to swallow me up, and I want to let him. I feel the heat grow again, and suddenly, like a gas flame being turned up, I start to pulsate. I hear him chuckle as I begin to come, and the sounds push me over the edge. I let out my signature noise, in between a shriek and a whimper, and my body tenses. It's so good. It's enormous. I want more. He finds the zipper on the skirt and gets it undone. Then he gets out from underneath me, stands up, and pulls my panties off. Now, I'm naked before him, on the warm fabric of the couch. I look at his shorts and reach out for the bulge. He smiles and pushes his shorts down. His erect cock springs from its confinement. I feel my breath skip and sit up, grinning. Massage is his specialty. Now, he gets to see mine. Sitting on the edge of the couch, I look into his eyes and take his cock into my mouth. It's thicker than many I've been used to, and I like it. I'm pleasing him, all right, I can see that, and I could do this for hours, but gently he takes my hands and raises my face to his for a kiss. I look into his eyes, and I can see him wanting me. Bed, was all he said. Oh yeah, I say. Naked, he leads me to his bedroom. He watches me fall onto the bed and stands for a moment looking down at me. I arrange myself sexily and watch, drinking it in as he crawls onto the bed over me. He keeps looking into my eyes and tracing his fingers down my body, drawing small circles around my breasts, lingering on my sexy flat belly and rounded hips. He tells me I'm beautiful, and I believe it. I'd worked hard that afternoon, shaving, plucking, waxing, to be perfect for him. I was glad I pleased him. He lays full on top of me, and we kiss again. Then he begins touring my body with his mouth, sucking and kissing here and there while touching me. I lay back and pretend I'm tied up and just let my senses feel. He pays plenty of attention to my breasts and seems fascinated with my hip bones. He teases too, getting close to my most sensitive areas and then pulling back. He's so good at it. Good with his mouth, and it's making me crazy. I'm moving my hips and making little sounds I've never heard myself make before, and I can see that he likes it. He's back to kissing my inner thighs, and as his hands massage my calves. I told him they missed him, but the teasing was going on so long, and I wanted to come so badly. When is he going to? Right then, he lowers his head to my shaved pubes. and I almost faint in relieved excitement. He massages up and down my legs, sucking at my pussy, licking me deep with his tongue. I wasn't sure what he was doing with my clit, but oh, it was steady and so good. I feel myself responding like I usually do, but faster and stronger. I try not to bounce him off me, but my hips just won't stay still. And he takes one long slurp at me, making me nearly come, and he leans back. I want to be inside you, he breathes. Me too, I say, keeping my eyes on his. He slides forward, and suddenly he's inside me, and it's better than I'd ever imagined. He begins thrusting, slow but deep, with a blissful expression over his face. He keeps his eyes on me, and I find myself reaching up to cup his face in my hands. We watch each other reaching for ecstasy, and I have a wild thought that they were drawing energy from each other. I could tell that my orgasm was going to be huge, his dick pounding into my young pussy, and it feels so good. It's not about the size, it's just something about the way he was using it. Nothing like the boys I'd dated before. Most of the time it seemed like they fucked for themselves. He was so sure, so hot, and just so good. I can't explain it, but this was different because he was fucking all of me, my whole self, and my 3 years of waiting. His breathing changed and I could tell he was close. This set me off, and when my pussy began to rock, he shot his cum inside me and all rational thought stopped. It was bigger and better than I had expected. When I could breathe again, I felt his weight on me. I purred like a kitten and hugged him closer. He chuckled deeply and kissed my neck before rolling next to me. He looked at me so tenderly I thought I would cry. We curl up together in his big bed, and I amuse myself by tracing patterns on his chest with my fingers, just happy to be there. "So what you told me," he said after a while. "Have you really been hot for me since that night?" "Oh yeah," I say like a woman well satisfied. "It's just that I know what a good writer you are, and that was one hell of a story." "You don't know the half of it," I say. "I have this diary you just have to see." "All this in your diary, too?" "The stories are in there," I said. "I'll show them to you. They might give you some ideas." "When do you have to be back?" he asked as he stroked my leg. "It's graduation party time. No one expects me back till morning." "Can I stay here with you?" "Sure," he replied. "I've never thrown a hot chiller out of my bed, and I don't expect to start today." "This doesn't have to end tonight," I say. "I mean, if that's okay with you." "If that's okay. Tell me what you have in mind," he said. Let me be your little cheerleader for the summer. I'll do all the things you like, anything you tell me. You like schoolgirls, I'll be your schoolgirl. Genie, slave, whatever. I'll be your little slut for as long as you want." I batted my eyelashes theatrically. "Please." He pretended to think about it for a second. "Whatever I want." "What do you get out of it?" "Fantasies," I say. "Yours, mine. I've been thinking about you since that night, and I've got so many ideas. A whole book full." "And I want 100 more orgasms like the last 3, I think to myself. I know not to offer him love. Not yet, Instinct tells me it would scare him off, no matter how much he may need it and may want me. We click together, I say. I've known it forever. You just found out. Let's have some fun with it. A lot of fun. You must have a fantasy or two about all those hot teenage girls you see every day. One or two, he said, chuckling. Okay, we have fun. We don't get caught. Deal. He puts out his hand, and I shake it formally, amused at the incongruity of such a formal gesture while naked in bed with a lover. Don't you think you should call me by my first name now? I shook my head and laughed. No, not right away. I have 3 years of hot for teacher fantasies to work through. Do you have one where we shower together and then I give you a massage? Now I do, I reply, wholly content and looking forward to the rest of the summer.